Hi, I'm Joel Garcia. If you're listening to this recording, then clearly I have been unable to produce an episode of the Pop Culture Shuffle this week. Due to either A school/work commitment, B a personal situation, or C a combination of both. I hope to be back doing the podcast by next week. Otherwise, you will probably hear this recording again. For now, enjoy this completed segment.
I am not a fan of Hawkeye. When it comes to the Avengers, Hawkeye is honestly the most forgettable member of the team. When I brought up the fact that there was a Hawkeye TV show on Disney Plus, my own dad even asked, "Who?" And the sad thing is that Hawkeye is not that memorable of a character. Oh sure, he's a major part of the Avengers, and in fact his story arc is one of the better parts of Avengers Endgame, but honestly he's just not that interesting to me. I mean, every other member stands out in their own way. Iron Man stands out because, well, he's Iron Man, Thor is a god, Hulk is super strong, Captain America is, well, the brain of the team of sorts, and then Black Widow is, of course, well, unfortunately, the only female member of the team. Hulk, on the other hand, is just there. To me, he's just, the other guy. Because even when he first appeared in Thor, I didn't even know that was him. At first, I thought, who's this guy with the bow and arrow? And then it wasn't until Avengers I realized, it's that guy. And that could be because he's not wearing the stupid mask, but then again, even with the mask, I probably wouldn't have recognized him anyway. Which leads me to talk about, the Hawkeye TV show. Hawkeye is the latest of the Marvel Studios' run of TV shows on Disney+. The show takes place, apparently, long after most of the MCU productions that have already come out. Kate Bishop is a skilled archer who was one of the many survivors of the attack of Loki in the first Avengers film, and saw firsthand how Clint saved her from one of the aliens, but in the process lost her father. Several years later, and after the snap, she's in college and accidentally gets herself thrown out for destroying something with her bows and arrows. At the same time, Clint is in New York City to celebrate the holiday season with some of his kids. Eventually, however, their two paths cross when Kate takes the Ronin costume, the same costume Clint wore when he was briefly Ronin during the time of Avengers Endgame. The two now have to work together because, someone's out to get them. Now, I have to admit, when I first heard of this show, I was wondering, it's in a movie? And then I found out it was a TV show, and I'm just wondering, how can you make a TV show out of Hawkeye? Now, from what I've been able to look up, this is somewhat based on a story arc from the comics. And even then, I still have to question the fact that they're making a Hawkeye TV show. You might have noticed that at this point, I barely talked about the TV show. Because honestly, there's not much to say, and out of all the Marvel shows that have come out on Disney+, this one's unfortunately the most boring one. It's on the same level as the Marvel Netflix shows, only without the grittiness. Like, right now, the only thing that's keeping my attention at the moment is the possibility of any MCU references. And I will admit, there's something I did like about the show. At least from the first three episodes I've seen, and we'll talk about why I'm not doing a weekly review in a minute, is the fact that Clint is hard of hearing. And in a way, it makes sense. The first episode quickly explains it away as the fact that, of course, he's been in so many fights with so many explosions that he's essentially lost most of his hearing. Which is realistic. I really did like the fact that he gave Clint a hearing aid, instead of, say, having some kind of Stark-powered hearing aid, or just have his hearing conveniently fixed by some ridiculous nanotech. The other thing that makes Clint stand out from the other heroes is the fact that he has a family. That, to me, was the biggest issue I had with the show, even before it premiered. Like, just before the show premiered, Saturday Night Live had a sketch in which was referencing some Disney Plus show, I can't recall which one, but then at one point they said, "Coming soon, Hawkeye and his boring ass family." And I even tweeted that when I first saw the show, because I really thought, great, it's gonna be about Hawkeye and his boring ass family. And I'm not saying you can't do a normal family in a superhero world, but you really need to put a lot of effort into making that work. Otherwise, you're just gonna wind up with a boring sitcom in which, a superhero, and nobody cares. The only other positive thing I can say at the moment about the show is that I like the character of Maya Lopez, a deaf character who only speaks in sign language, which sets up a whole new element to the show, even if it does imply that a character from one of the Netflix shows will come by. Speaking of, this show does remind me a lot about the Netflix shows, in the way of how it's set in New York City, and it centers around a superhero fighting the underground mafia. And I have to admit, this worries me a bit, because I honestly hated the Netflix shows. I honestly did my best to watch a few episodes of Daredevil, the first episodes of Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and The Punisher, but honestly, they were just so fucking boring. And the fact is, like, it takes so long to set things up. And I know that's the whole point of a slow burn, but you know what? Fuck slow burns! I hate slow burn shows! They're too fucking slow! I want them to get to the fucking point! I just can't stand when a show has to slowly build things up, but in the slowest way possible. Now, it might sound weird that I wanted to get to the fucking point, since I can see a lot of movies that run for 3 hours, and those are fine. But the thing is, they at least know how to manage their time. I can tolerate a film that runs for 3 hours if it knows how to pace itself. The Netflix shows, on the other hand, did not do that. Instead of just slowly setting things up. And then the fight scenes with Daredevil, they were too dark. I couldn't see shit. I'm just not a fan of those shows, and I was actually kind of glad they got canceled. But going back to Hawkeye, the reason I'm not doing weekly reviews is mostly because I just find it really dull. It's not as exciting as The Falcon, The Winter Soldier. It's not as daring as WandaVision, or even as animative and action-packed as What If. It's just there. I'm still gonna watch the show, mostly because it's the only MCU production from now until Spider-Man. But instead of my weekly reviews, like I have done for the past 3 shows, I'm just gonna watch the show, and then maybe the weekend after it finishes airing, I'll give my final thoughts on the show. I really want to see what happens when Yelena and Clint have their confrontation, because that's what this show's been building up to. If you're a fan of Jeremy Renner, Haley Steinfeld, or just the Hawkeye character in itself, this show is worth a watch. Otherwise, this is the one case where I would probably recommend binge-watching the show when it finishes airing. Marvel Studios' Hawkeye streams Wednesdays on Disney+.
Thank you for listening to this segment. If everything works out, the Pop Culture Shuffle will return next week. If you want to find out when the next episode comes out, remember to follow or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite stream provider. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at MrJoelGarcia9. Until next time, thank you for listening.